Hi, welcome to the Trailer Blazers, the absolute most wealthiest podcast in all of Podcastium.
Oh, we are so wealthy, and we are encased in our splendorous manors where we are quarantining with our servants and our ivory horses.
Aha. Uh-huh. Nick, have you seen that show with Scrooge McDuck swimming through that money?
Yes, in fact, I have, and I thought, what a quaint pile of money.
A quaint. It's not physically possible.
Yes, I tried it as well, and I hurt myself very badly.
Folks, this is not the wealthiest podcast, but you know what? It's a wealth of wisdom.
That's true. We are very wise. Everyone tells us that all the time. They stop us on the street.
Wow.
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 Gurus. Truly gurus here.
Trailer gurus for the modern times.
Quite the opposite of dumb dudes.
Yeah, we are the smart guys. This is the Brainy Bros podcast.
That's exactly right. This is the Pontification podcast.
Yeah, this is the Meditation Men.
Folks, we are here today from the quarantine zone, live from the quarantine zone. I'm running a daycare here at my house while I work from home. Nick, you have no children there.
Nope. It's pretty quiet here on the Western Front.
Did you get anything done?
In like productive?
Yeah, like cleaning the house or rearranging stuff, or I don't know.
I haven't done anything like that. I did run outside a bunch, so I've been running outside.
So your plan to run and play Animal Crossing has sort of played out?
Yeah, that's about what I've been doing. I watched a lot of movies this week, too.
You watched quite a bit more than me. I didn't watch anything this week. I watched like 2 episodes of Tiger King, and that's it.
I watched like 1 movie per night all week long.
It's pretty good. What did you watch?
Well, first of all, we had a stack of DVDs from downstairs, or Blu-rays, that we had brought up a while ago, and we were going to watch them. So we watched one of those, which I have seen this, but Jess had not seen it. It's the Grand Budapest Hotel, which is a Wes Anderson movie. I love that movie. Jess had never seen it. It's a very good Wes Anderson-y movie, and it stars Tony Revolori, who was Flash in the new Spider-Man movies. So it's kind of fun to see him in another setting. And then I did watch the first 2 episodes of Tales from the Loop, and as you said, it was pretty much right up my alley.
Yeah. Now, I actually have not watched any more of it, but I may watch it tonight.
Yeah, I've only watched the first 2. Like, right away it starts off with that Philip Glass music, and then we had Ant-Man's daughter in the first episode. Paul Schneider's in it with a robot hand. What's not to love?
It's got it all.
And then I watched Missing Link, which is a Laika movie, like Kubo and the Two Strings and Coraline. It's the one about Bigfoot. That's pretty good. It wasn't as good as Kubo or Coraline, but it was still pretty good.
Is it as good as that new Bigfoot movie coming out?
Oh, yeah. It was probably a lot better than that one. I put a picture of the Jack Link's beef jerky Bigfoot on the Instagram because I realized after we had finished recording that the Bigfoot in the trailer looks exactly like the Jack Link's Bigfoot.
What if they just reused that costume from the commercial? Like, they got a good deal on it and they used it in the movie.
My theory currently is that they were filming a Jack Link's commercial and these guys were hiding in the woods trying to film their movie by secretly recording the guy in the Jack Link suit when he was between takes, like walking around. That's my current theory for how the Bigfoot movie 2020 looks.
What's the commercial where the Bigfoot's smacking the fish on the rock? Is that a purple mattress commercial?
I haven't seen that.
It pops up on YouTube all the time for me, or it used to. It was just annoying. I never watched the whole thing, but it's like a Bigfoot in a like an apron, and he's slapping this fish on this rock and like looking at the camera and talking.
Slapping a bass.
Yep.
Well, I wonder who would win in a fight, Jack Link's Bigfoot or the pillow or the mattress Bigfoot or whatever.
Purple mattress Bigfoot.
Mattress Bigfoot
versus Jack Link's. Well, Jack Link's is a step up from Slim Jim, right?
Yeah, because that was just Randy Savage.
Oh yeah.
Wow, man, freaked out.
He appears to be a Bigfoot, but, you know, once you get up close, he is a man.
I see here you watched Onward.
Yeah, I watched Onward because they put it on Disney Plus. It was a lot better than I thought it was gonna be.
Yeah, we were not excited about this.
The trailer didn't grip me, and I was just like, okay. And it's like, okay, it's like modern fantasy times. But it was really good. Like, it was the modern fantasy stuff was all really funny. Like, the movie itself was really good. Like, the turns and the little twists that it took were good. The premise was really weird. Like, a Pixar, like, all Pixar movies are weird. Like, look it up. It's one of the weirdest movies ever. But yeah, the end was really good. It was a good movie. Also, there was one part that I laughed really loud at, and I don't usually laugh out loud at.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, there was this part towards the end that was really, really funny. And then I watched a couple movies with subtitles. I watched Seven Samurai because it's one of my movie poster movies, and that is a really, really good movie.
I've never seen it.
You've seen a lot of references to it
Oh yeah,
because,
I've seen movies based on it. Yeah.
yeah, Magnificent Seven, the episode of Mandalorian where they're teaching the little village to fight
Yep.
the guys.
There's an anime called Samurai 7 that I have seen.
Yeah, is that the same sort of thing?
Yeah, but just with giant robots.
Yeah, it's a good movie, and this is like the original of it. I'm sure there's some sort of story that it's based on. I didn't look into it too much, but the movie itself was really, really good. And I was like, oh, I understand why they keep making this. That was really good. And then I watched Parasite because they put Parasite on Hulu, which was the 2019 Best Picture winner.
Oh, what'd you think?
It was really good, and the production value was extremely high. The acting was really good, and it was bonkers. Like, it kept taking these weird twists and sort of escalating. It reminded me of when I watched that The Art of Self-Defense movie with Jesse Eisenberg, the karate movie, and it just kept bizarrely escalating in ways that I would think, okay, it can't get crazier than it is now. It would be like, hold my beer, and then it would get 10 times crazier. I had no idea what it was about when I started it, so that was kind of a fun part going into it, that I didn't know what it was about, and I hadn't been spoiled on it, and which I could see happening with this movie.
Is it Korean?
Yeah, it's Korean, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
It was made by the guy who made Snowpiercer and Okja, the director. And then it takes place in Korea. It's about this really poor, dirt poor Korean family and this rich Korean family and like some scams and stuff. And it was really good. It was really weird too.
I may check it out.
And then I watched a music video that I found on YouTube randomly that had Sam Rockwell dancing to just music like in a diner, and it because Sam Rockwell has a dance background, and the music video is really good. So I'm putting the link in here just so if anyone's listening to this and you like Sam Rockwell, you should watch this. It kind of reminded me of the Christopher Walken music video where he's going through the
Yes.
hotel. Yeah,
Yes.
but it was Sam Rockwell in a diner.
When you told me about this, I went and watched it, and then I immediately pulled up the YouTube video of Justin Hammer coming out on stage and doing that leg thing, and I just watched that leg thing over and over again
I just
that he
love
does.
Justin Hammer.
We need more Justin Hammer in the MCU. Bring
Yeah.
Marvel, hear us out.
See, it's perfect. The timing is perfect. Tony Stark is dead. Justin Hammer has this big, business need that he could fill. I mean, he's in jail, so I don't know if they would let him go back to work, but he could be in the shadows. I don't think he'd be very good at the shadows, but God,
No,
he's so
just
good.
let him serve his time, and then when he gets out, he's like, you know what? I'm gonna do right. He's capable in a lot of ways, and then he falls short in a lot of ways, and then the hijinks would ensue, and it would be great.
Yeah, I would watch an entire series about Justin Hammer.
Who could you pair up him with? What's another character like Squirrel Girl? Who would be fun to have with him?
Squirrel Girl would probably be the funniest foil for Justin Hammer as played by Sam Rockwell, because you would have a really good humor series there. That would be very good. Otherwise, like Roxxon, like what's his name? Dario Eggers, the Minotaur guy from Roxxon, would be a good enemy for him. Like, he could be against Roxxon, Hammer versus Roxxon. I mean,
Yeah.
Roxxon's an oil company, but
We have such great ideas.
we do, and no one ever calls.
I know you're listening to this podcast, Marvel. Come on. Feige is listening right now. Feige is listening live somehow.
You can just have these ideas. Like, you can just have them.
Just when it rolls the credits, just say ideas by the dumb dudes. podcast.
Yes, you can just call us the Dumb Dudes. It's okay.
It's okay. We'll take it.
What did you watch this week?
So I watched the two episodes of Tiger King. Still not finished with it because I'm watching it with Aaron. But both of us have been having to work at night with the way things are with the kids here during the day. And I've had to do some voiceover stuff for work. This like e-learning thing. So it's been a lot. So I really just have not watched anything. I have been playing Animal Crossing, buddy.
Yes, we are going to talk about that extensively in the video game section.
Yeah, in the one quarter portion of the show. So if you want Animal Crossing talk, buddy, you're going to find it.
I still haven't been to your island. I got to get there.
Yeah, you got to get there. So I haven't got to play as much as I'd like to, but I have designed stickers to cut out. I'm going to be cutting out some Dodo Airlines stickers. I'm going to be cutting out the Nook Incorporated logo. So
very good.
You know, it's just stuff like that, creative stuff. But yeah, as far as watching anything, have not been doing it.
I'd put a Dodo Airlines sticker on my car.
Yeah, heck yeah. So because I have not watched much, I think we should dive right into the questions times.
It's everybody's favorite segment.
It's that real.
The real real.
Nick, are you ready to get real?
I'm ready to get real, or at least a little realer than usual.
Real. Okay, so here we go. First question of this week's The Questions Times. You get to inhabit your body for a random week in the past. What year of your life do you choose and why?
Okay, I read this question. I was like, I don't want to do this because I don't really want to go backwards to anything. I'm more of a forwards thinker. I'm not super big on nostalgia as an impulse, but C2E2 2011 was pretty fun. I hung out with Chris Hemsworth, and by that I met him for 5 seconds. but we're best friends now. That was, I was like 5 days or 4 days or something we spent at McCormick Place in Chicago. It was like me and Stefan, Missy, and Kevin, and all my friends, and that was a good one. So yeah, I met Eliza Dushku. Yeah, that was one of my best conventions, or that, or like maybe DragonCon 2015 was really good too. I liked that one.
I don't know if I remember DragonCon 2015.
That one stuck out to me as a good one. And then the week that we were in Austin last year was pretty fun, and I ate a lot of really good food. So those are probably some good contenders.
Yeah. I was thinking about this. I think I might want to go back to the first year I was married to Aaron. And if maybe that random week could hit on our honeymoon.
Yeah. I mean, it's best to pick a vacation week for this. Who wants to relive a work week?
No, definitely not. So, but yeah, that year, that would have been 2006 when we got married. Yeah. So 2006, I was 23. So yeah, that was a good year for me. I was in tip-top shape.
See, I'm in better shape now than I have been pretty much at any time, so I don't want to go backwards.
Only forwards for Nick.
Yeah, this is a lot of work. I don't need to go back.
Well, is there a year that was good for you guys out there in TV land? What year would it be?
A week. What week would it be?
Yeah, yeah. So, like, but you pick the year, but you don't get to pick the week.
Yeah, if anyone's going to pick a year, it's going to be old Rob, because, you know, he likes to bend the rules of these questions.
He loves to bend them rules.
Yeah. Call him Rule Breaker Rob.
Rob, they're going to bend you right back, buddy.
I bring that up because he stretched it pretty good this week for that answer that he gave us.
Oh, geez, Louise, Rob. All right. So
we're going to get you, though.
Yeah, we'll get you. Number two, where would you rather be quarantined right now?
Okay, so this one, the first thing that sprung to mind was, I was like, well, Ireland would be cool. That's a gorgeous-looking country. And then I was like, no, I don't want any people. And I was like, what's Ireland but completely devoid of human life? And I was like, the planet from Star Wars, The Last Jedi, where Luke was hiding with all the porgs. Yeah. I don't remember what it was called.
There is those salmon nuns.
Yeah, but they seemed like they would keep away.
Yeah, they do seem like they keep to themselves and maybe change your laundry every once in a while.
Uh-huh. So they seem like sort of a positive to have in the quarantine times.
The quarantine times. So Nick wants his own deserted island with porgs and milky shore aliens.
Yeah.
And salmon nuns. So that'd be pretty good.
Do you remember the name of that planet?
I'm going to have to turn in my nerd badge on this one because I do not remember it.
Okay. Neither one of us does. We're fake nerds, everybody.
We've been trolling you guys the whole time.
Okay. I looked on my phone and it says Octo. Isn't that a U2 album?
I don't know. Doesn't that mean eight?
Oct. A-C-H-T-O. But it's two words. Octo.
Is it Octo?
Maybe. I've never heard it said out loud.
Well, I think I would actually like to be on the Normandy 2.
That's a good answer, and I would like to live on the Normandy. It's a gorgeous ship, very clean.
Very clean ship, very gorgeous, very large. I mean, you can even jog around it. And as long as your crewmates are not sick, I mean, most of them are not going to be human. So, but you get to fly around the galaxy. That sounds great. And go wherever you want, whatever deserted planet you want. Now, if we're talking about real life, I was trying to think, like, where would I want to be that's beautiful that also has stuff to do? And so I thought maybe French Polynesia, because I can go, like, snorkeling and take beautiful pictures and just be at the resorts, you know, swim. I mean, it might be kind of nice for a while.
Where is that?
That's, like, where Bora Bora is. So this is South Pacific. So, like, if you know where Hawaii is, just fly south, and you'll pretty much hit it. Yeah, you'll almost hit it.
Yeah, we're dangerously close to revealing that geography is my Achilles heel.
Oh no, I didn't know this.
Oh, you don't? I'm the literal worst at geography in the cataloged universe.
So when you were distributing your points at birth, you put a lot into knowing, like, folklore monsters, but nothing into geography.
Yeah, I don't know where Arkansas is, and I'll never know. I know you're in Alabama. I don't know where that is. I know it's in the South. I know only... my geography is sort of like fog of war in a video game. If I've driven through it, it is etched into my brain, and I understand it. So I know the route from Wisconsin to Atlanta and, like, stuff like that. It's fog of war though, from like Red Alert. Like, I have no idea where things are otherwise. Like, in my head, the states are all sort of floating free and separate from each other, and there's no cohesion to them. I can't understand. I don't know why I can't comprehend it.
My takeaway from this is you just said Red Alert, which tells me you were a Command and Conquer guy back in the day.
That is true.
Oh, me too. We'll have to talk about this in the video games quarter portion, because I love me some Command and Conquer.
Unit lost. Oh, God, the best. Tiberian Sun, man.
Sorry we're putting so much video game stuff here in the non-quarter portion of the show.
Hey, here in the Dregs Lands, people are going to take what they're given.
Hey, that is true. You folks are going to hear this and you're going to like it.
You're going to at least tolerate it, because there's not a lot to like in the list of new trailers coming up.
There really isn't, folks. Wow. There is... Let's just go ahead and dive head on into the sewers. I mean, we're just going to swim around in the sewers for a little while, the movie sewers.
They do a little butterfly stroke in the filth pit of the new trailers.
Put on your goggles, put on your nose clamps, and let's get filthy.
Get yourself a real tall snorkel.
Yeah, oh boy, you're going to need it. So looking at this list just real quick, I didn't like one single thing on it.
Yeah, the most that I could say of these trailers is a couple of them didn't offend me, and I thought they would be good for other people.
Yeah, I thought that too. Now, the first one up here that we have is called The Haunted, and I don't think this was good for anybody.
This movie, hasn't there been like 40 movies called The Haunted? This can't be the first movie called The Haunted.
There's absolutely no way this is the first movie called The Haunted.
Like, when I tried to find it on IMDb, it wasn't even coming up. And then I searched it and it came up eventually. But apparently it was very well reviewed at whatever film festival it aired at. It's about someone who arrives to like an elderly dementia caregiver shift at a home. And it says, in an isolated house, her night turns into a nightmare as she is tormented by a vengeful spirit and starts to uncover the house's dark secrets. But the trailer was primarily just her walking around and like walking into tables and shouting.
To me, this was like one of those things where they let an algorithm watch like 50 horror movies and then it writes its own script.
That's exactly what it was.
So it's like they basically fed the algorithm a bunch of movie scenes from horror movies, and then it was like, okay, now I'll make a trailer for a horror movie, and this is what you get.
The ghost is very Scream. You are all Scream. They scream.
Yeah, so I don't care about this horror movie, first of all, but even if you're a horror movie fan, this just looks derivative and probably uninteresting to you.
Yeah, it wasn't very interesting.
No. Next up, we have Selah and the Spades.
Yeah, this was sort of like it looked like a sort of Shakespearean cheerleader movie.
I didn't really understand it. There's factions at this high school, and there's like a trunk at some point where like it looks like bottles of liquids, like chemicals. I don't know. Is something supernatural going on? I don't understand what was happening in this trailer.
I think they were sort of just trying to give it a weird sort of very serious Shakespearean dramatic air, while having it be about something a little sillier, which can be fun. But the plot of it on IMDb says, five factions run the underground life of Haldwell School, a prestigious East Coast boarding school. At the head of the most powerful faction, the Spades, sits Selah Summers, walking the fine line between being feared and loved. So I think it was just like a kind of like Bring It On if it was done by the Shakespeare in the Park.
Yeah, I don't know that I really understood it enough to want to see this. Maybe if, I don't know, do high schoolers want to see this? Maybe? I don't know.
I'm so far beyond knowing what they want to do. I'm too old.
Yeah, so we're definitely not the audience for this. There seems to be a lot of this stuff coming out on like, especially Netflix. They must have a big audience for this kind of a thing.
Well, that and Netflix is the only thing putting new trailers out, because they had so much stuff banked up that almost probably 50% of these are Netflix things.
Do you think that Netflix was holding on to some of this stuff for later on, but then they're like, okay, this is an opportunity, we got to release this stuff early?
I think that's probably been the case with some things. I know because Hulu was going to put Parasite out on the 16th, but they ended up putting it out last week already, so I was able to watch it.
We do actually have a Netflix film with real actors in it, called Extraction, starring Thor.
Yeah, this had Chris Hemsworth. It's not even the lame Hemsworth.
Yeah, real Hemsworth. Who was there? Somebody else in this trailer?
David Harbour.
That's it. David Harbour was in this.
Yeah, two actual actors.
I sort of got Commando vibes from this. You remember that movie Commando with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Oh, yeah. A terrible 80s movie.
Yeah, so I kind of got Commando vibes from this. You have a kid. He's protecting this kid, and he has to get this kid somewhere. And then he kills people.
I think of these movies as beige army movies, and they usually are $5 bin movies at best.
So this is, instead of straight to DVD, this is straight to Netflix.
Yeah, I wasn't really interested. I don't like beige army movies.
Beige army movies. I mean, this is probably the most action-packed trailer of all these. It is a Red Band trailer, so keep that in mind if you go see it.
Most Netflix trailers that are on here are Red Band trailers, I think.
Yeah, most of them are. I actually don't know that I'm going to watch this.
I don't think I will. I'm not really interested.
It didn't look all that great. We do have another trailer with real actors. This one with Lena Headey. Headey?
Yeah, Lena. I think it's Lena Headey.
Lena Headey. She, you know her from Game of Thrones.
And also Jorah from Game of Thrones is in this movie as well.
Yes, this movie is called The Flood.
And it is not a Halo movie about the bad guys from the Halo games.
No. And it's not a retelling of the story of Noah.
Nope. It is about a hardened immigration officer who decides the fate of a dangerous asylum seeker.
Yeah, so you don't know, at least the trailer, you don't know if this guy is part of a plot, if he's a good guy. But it tells his story as like a refugee trying to get out of some place.
It kind of reminded me of The Usual Suspects, and it's sort of the sort of sketchy guy telling the story to the authorities the whole time.
Yeah. I mean, this looks good. Looks really well made, well acted.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I'll watch. Is this coming out in like a theater? Well, it's not coming out in theaters.
I haven't even been checking because the stuff that gets announced to come out either gets changed to digital or it gets delayed. So it's coming out at some point in future.
Oh, who can keep up with this stuff here?
Yeah, because we talked about Artemis Fowl coming out in the theaters in May, and then that's going straight to Disney Plus now.
Right. So next up we have The Half of It.
Yeah, this isn't really my genre, but this one I thought looked like, if you do like this genre, that it actually looked kind of good.
So I actually hated this. this is basically some weird love triangle a la Pearl Harbor. And I absolutely hate love triangle stories. So, and it's just weird. Like, I hated this.
It reminded me of Cyrano de Bergerac.
I don't know what that is.
I'm pretty sure this is sort of like a modern retelling of that. Have you ever watched Wishbone, Ben?
The TV show with the dog?
Yeah.
What's the story, Wishbone?
What's the story, Wishbone?
Yeah, I only know of it because of that. I'm not some smart guy who reads books.
I don't think we are the audience for this.
No, not that target demo.
Not the target demo. But this is also, like you like to talk about, these are like mid-20-somethings playing high schoolers.
Mm-hmm.
And this one especially one of the first couple of shots that they showed, it was like a group of people. And I was like, all these people look like they're 30 years old.
Yeah, that's the case with any of these type movies.
Yeah, so I will definitely not be watching this. No interest in your love triangle thing, so... Bye.
You must not have any experience with love triangles.
I don't. I haven't. Do you?
We don't need to talk about that.
this is not a podcast for that.
That was in the olden days, long ago.
Ah, yes, the olden days. The pre-Jess days.
Yeah, the olden days of 2010.
Pre-digestion. Digestion.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'll cut that out. That's so stupid.
I don't even know what that means.
Good try, Dad. So next up, we have How to Build a Girl.
Yeah, this is another Jonah Hill sister, Beanie Feldstein movie. She's sort of in everything lately.
When I saw the title to this, I thought, is this Real Science?
Yeah, Weird Science.
Yeah, Weird Science. Is this Weird Science?
That's what I thought, too, when I saw it. But instead, it was Jonah Hill's sister doing a British accent. With Emma Thompson.
I'd never heard of her, so I didn't recognize her.
She was in that movie I watched that Olivia Wilde directed, Booksmart.
You don't read books.
No, but I watch movies where people did. She was also in Lady Bird as well.
Oh, okay.
The story of How to Build a Girl was, I don't really know, it was like her, Beanie Feldstein, like reinventing herself as like a rock and roll person, maybe?
She was trying to be a journalist writing about rock and roll.
Yeah.
And apparently went to a show and got hooked, and then she actually started, she changed the way she dressed. This is Grease. This is the end of Grease.
Everybody wants to be Rizzo.
Is that what everybody wants to be?
That was just a little reference to Janet Varney's podcast.
Are you a boy of summer yet?
No, I will talk to her about that next time I see her, though.
Okay, so you're still on a journey to be a boy of summer.
Yes, I will be on the JV Club podcast.
Okay.
Otherwise, if I can't do that, I will do a mini version of it at Dragon Con and record it and put it on Instagram, because she lets you record videos with her.
Does she go to Dragon Con?
Yeah, almost every year. She moderates a lot of the panels.
Okay.
She does, like, everything at all. She's one of those people that's, like, doing everything all at once all the time, because like she co-founded and runs San Francisco Sketch Fest, which is the biggest comedy festival in the US, but like a week after that's done, she's like doing 25 different conventions. She does voice work. She's in like 5 different TV shows at any given time. She does all these improv podcasts with people, and she's touring around, and I don't know, she has a lot of energy. Wow.
Then we have a Quibi show, The Stranger.
I hate this the most of anything on this list.
I hated this so much. This instead of taking an anti-anxiety medication, this is anxiety medication to give you anxiety.
Yeah, Quibi, we've been pretty cool with you so far with your cool Sophie Turner shows and your Sam Raimi produced 50 States of Fright, where we talked about Wisconsin werewolves for 15 minutes. But now you put Dane DeHaan in some sort of serial killer show about, I don't know, like stalking a girl for no reason.
This is City of a Thousand Planets, dude, being a psychopath, a sociopath, psychopath, murderer man who has the ability to get you on camera or something.
Yeah, he looks like he's on meth and like trying to murder people. I don't know.
Dane DeHaan looks like all he always looks like he just got sprayed with pepper spray.
That's exactly what he looks like. That's exactly what he looks like because his eyes are so tired looking. It
Yeah, his face
looks
is.
like he's just been like trying to flush his eyes to get the pepper spray out.
Yeah, so he apparently likes to play bad guys.
Yeah, he was Harry Osborn in the very, very bad Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, he's also in is it I want to call it Legend. It's not Legend.
It was directed by Josh Trank. I know the director, I don't know the name.
That's incredible to me, by the way.
It starts with a C.
Cool guys. What a, it's like it's
Yeah.
I keep wanting to call it like Legend or Epic, but it's not Tim Curry's movie.
I'm gonna just look up Dane DeHaan. Chronicle.
Chronicle. That's
I
it.
knew it started with a C.
Yeah, he's in. That's the first thing I ever saw him in. I think that might have been the first thing he was in, like the first big thing he was in.
Yeah, well, that movie, Josh Trank directed that movie, and then he directed the Fantastic Four reboot, and now he's never going to direct a movie ever again.
Oh, yeah, that Fantastic Four was, it was not good.
I didn't watch it. I love the Fantastic Four too much.
Yeah, we meet you and I are we're ready for some that real.
It's never been done well yet, but it can be. It just
So that was The Stranger. Oh, next up we have Termination, and this trailer, I want to do this like Stefan.
I was hoping you would when I saw you writing this, and I was like, oh, this is like a Stefan, so please continue.
The hottest trailer on the internet right now is Termination. This trailer's got it all. Disjointed scenes, Mentos commercial look, weird masks, a T-Mobile sidekick on a forearm, and a completely incoherent flow.
God, that's good. That's so good. That's exactly accurate too. I think this is a short film, not a full
Oh,
movie.
really? Okay.
Yeah, on IMDb it says 2020 Termination short drama.
It really did have that Mentos commercial look because I guess it's British. Is it the frame rate, Nick? Why do these things look like this?
I think it's the frame rate. I think when it looks like a Mentos commercial or like a soap opera or an episode of Doctor Who from 1964, it's because it was either shot on videotape, which is the soap opera effect, or the frame rate is too high and it doesn't look like how we want film to look because the background is too in focus, and that is not how human beings want to watch movies.
Yeah, this looked terrible. I couldn't tell what it was about. It was so disjointed. It was so just like slung together with just imagery. Like it was almost like, hey man, you into sci-fi? Like let me just show you some sci-fi looking stuff, and like you'll probably want to see this.
Yeah, this looks like someone went to a studio and was like unloading the prop closet from all the other movies and being like, I'll put this in there.
Yes. And they didn't even pick the good props. They're
No.
like that mask. They kept showing that person in that weird mask.
Yeah, the mask was too much.
Why did they keep showing it? They showed it over and over again, and it wasn't interesting. It wasn't like cool or anything. It wasn't like an H.R. Geiger type thing. It was just like it looked like somebody put a bunch of rotten fruit and like glued it all together and onto paper mache or something.
Yeah, it looked like a Moon Man alien mask from like the 1950s.
Yeah, it was really terrible. I don't know. Maybe this is coming out on YouTube. This is I don't know what this is.
It belongs on YouTube.
Yeah, but shout out to the T-Mobile sidekick.
Everybody needs a sidekick.
Yeah.
The next thing we have is the Midnight Gospel. This is from the folks who brought you Adventure Time, and it looks very much like Adventure Time is in the animation style.
Is it from? I didn't see that. Was it really made by them?
Yeah, well, it's the guy, the main guy behind it, I believe.
Pendleton Ward?
I don't know the
Eh.
guy's name. I'm not a Adventure Time fan or anything.
I love Adventure Time. This doesn't look like Adventure Time to me.
The animation style didn't look like that to you?
No, because it was really choppy, and Adventure Time is one of the smoothest animated shows I've ever seen.
I didn't like this trailer just because it's that whole, hey, do you want a cartoon with gratuitous adult stuff in it? Well, this is for you.
This just looked like an Adult Swim thing.
Hey, here's a cartoon with curse words. Don't you want to see it? Well, no, this doesn't look interesting at all. Like, what's the premise of this even? I couldn't even tell.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anything about this. I can't find anything on the IMDb either.
The description I read was on the actual YouTube link, just in like the description of the video. So I'm not interested in this. I'm sure there's people that are probably looking forward to this, but not for me.
I guess it had Pendleton Ward involved and Duncan Trussell. I know because Lindsay sent us this trailer because she likes Duncan Trussell, so she's probably pretty excited about this. But it was very very Adult Swim.
Yeah. Then we have something called The Main Event, and I'm guessing this is a WWE made movie, or I guess it's a movie.
Yeah, they were heavily advertised in it and mentioned by name, so they must be involved in some way, because I'm pretty sure they work like sort of like a business where if they're saying your name, they're involved.
Yeah, this is definitely not meant for us. They're probably aiming for like the 10, 11, 12 year old market here, I think.
Yeah, and if Jess's family Christmas party where her 12 year old cousin talked to us about the WWE for like 4 hours while we just sat there is any indication, they've hit the nail on the head for who their market is.
Yeah, I mean, and this has got everything they want, a kid with powers. This is sort of a reach back to the old comic book days where you had a normal kid who was given the ability to do extraordinary things, sort of like the Bucky Barnes type thing.
Yeah, or Shazam.
Or even Captain Marvel, I think, at one point. Or was it Captain Marvel that they could transform with the Nega Bands?
Well, wasn't that Shazam?
So Captain Marvel, actually, in Marvel Comics, I forget the guy's name, but he could switch out by hitting the Nega Bands together and become Captain Marvel.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about the Captain Marvel that turned into Shazam, but this is all very confusing.
If you're not familiar with these comics, it makes absolutely no sense to you. This kid didn't seem very charismatic to me, this actor.
No, he just was sort of rolling with it.
Yeah, kind of almost a little wooden, maybe. So anyway, not for us. Maybe your 10-year-olds will like it. I don't know.
Yeah, Netflix movie. So
yeah. And then last, we have something called Run, which I had thought we had talked about previously.
Oh, we might have.
This is General Hux with some girl.
Yeah, it was Donald Gleason. I don't know what the plot was. It was like they were running away together. And the way that they had orchestrated this was the one texts one and run, and then if the other one texts back, then they meet up and run away.
Yeah, on a train. Yeah. But I really didn't get much else other than that, other than like they're dealing with stuff. Like General Hux is on a bed, like obviously had been crying, dealing with stuff. Yeah, you know, they're just dealing with stuff, English stuff.
Yeah, that UK stuff that we wouldn't understand.
The video in this did not look like a Mentos commercial. It looked normal. So people in England can make normal looking stuff.
Yeah, they can do it. They should do it more.
So all you English people listening to this that make this stuff, do it right.
Yeah, don't use high frame rate.
Don't do it. Friends don't let friends make movies in high frame rates.
Do you remember when the Hobbit movies were coming out and Peter Jackson was like, I'm going to make them in high frame rate? And I was like, I don't want you to. And he did it anyway, but then he also released it in regular frame rate.
And we still didn't buy it on Blu-ray.
Yeah, I have it now on Blu-ray because I wanted to watch them recently again. And they're really cheap now, but I didn't buy them when they came out.
Oh, did you go Southern just then?
Yeah, I didn't buy it when they come out. Hey, turn that volume down to 16.
You better not come out. I don't buy them when I'm one of them cheaps, man. Cheap ones.
Yeah, your accent's slowly going to warp into mine, and I'm going to end up with this abomination of a northern, southern hybrid accent.
Well, tell me what about these trailer mailers. Do you have some of these trailer mailers come out?
Yes, trailer mailers. We got some good responses to last week's questions times, which we will go through now. Our first question, if you recall, Ben, was if you had to self-isolate, but you could pick one movie or TV character to be your quarantine buddy for a month, who would it be? And if we go back, I said Baymax, and who was yours?
Oh, was it Nightcrawler? I think it was Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler, that's right. So our first answer we got from Kevin, which he emailed me his answers within a minute of posting it. So he must have had them on the ready. So no, he emailed me when he listened to the podcast and it reminded me to post it on Instagram. So he even beat me to it. All right. So he said, when times get stressful, I put a ton of stock in laughter, relaxation, and friendship. Todd from BoJack Horseman sounds like he'd make having to tolerate isolation a lot more entertaining. That is such a good answer. Like a quarantine buddy of Todd, who's just like in high spirits and goofy all the time. That would probably be a blessing, I think.
Nice. I'm not familiar with the character, but he sounds like a swell dude.
Yeah, Todd is good. He's like a being of pure joy.
What animal head does he have?
He's a person.
Oh, wow. An actual human.
There's a bunch of humans. There's like an equal number of humans to animals in BoJack.
Oh, okay. Lindsay said Ewan from Moulin Rouge, because at least we could sing love songs to each other and hopefully in glittery outfits with fireworks, because that's realistic.
God, I love Moulin Rouge. Ewan McGregor singing Elton John songs. You can't get any better than that.
I don't want his character from The Island, the bad one.
No. The Island is Michael Bay garbage, but Moulin Rouge is very good.
What'd Bridget say?
Bridget said Ron Swanson, because he would fix all the things in my house that need to be fixed, and we would just ignore each other so I wouldn't feel obligated to entertain him. And maybe he would make me a boat because I didn't talk to him. That is one of the primo answers of all time on the questions times.
That's a pretty incredible answer, absolutely.
And it's all true. Like, if you left him alone, he'd be perfectly content to just, like, work on projects.
And he would even reward you for not bothering him.
You could just give him an iPod with some Willie Nelson on it, and he'd be happy.
That's exactly right. Now, Rob, I haven't read Rob's answer here, so let me see if he bent the rules here. I would choose Han Solo, because I would get to fly away in the Falcon and travel the galaxy with Chewie.
He's traveling the galaxy. This is quarantine, Rob. You're not allowed to leave. So now you have Han Solo and Chewbacca stuck in your house for a month, and they're not allowed to leave in the Falcon.
Well, I would say I cannot fault Rob on his answer, because I basically did the same thing with Nightcrawler.
Yeah, you cheated as well, and you will be punished accordingly.
I'll go pack up my things.
I just feel like Rob's going to spend a lot of time pretending to lose at that chess game to Chewbacca so he doesn't get his arms ripped off.
My question is Chewbacca like a labradoodle, like he doesn't shed, or does he shed? Because you're talking about a lot of hair.
I feel like he has to shed.
If he was in the South in the summertime, he would have to.
I think I will give it to Rob as long as they don't leave the Falcon.
Yeah, they're quarantined on the Falcon.
Yeah, this is a quarantine question, so you are trapped with them for a month.
The Falcon seems really small to be quarantined on.
That's because we only got to see chunks of it. Who knows what else is in there? There is a cape closet, you know.
Well, that's true.
Jay said, this was a no-brainer for me, Max Headroom. I feel he would be a wealth of useless information, so we could get along great. Do you remember Max Headroom?
Of course, I remember Max Headroom.
Fantastic. Matt Frewer, excellent stuff. Good answer.
Jay and Max Headroom seem like two peas in a pod.
Yeah, when he said that, I was like, well, of course, yeah, this makes the most sense to me. Yep. And then I asked him, I had to make sure he wasn't talking about the creepy Max Headroom incident. Are you aware of that?
No.
In Chicago, this guy who had like a pirate TV antenna setup thing hijacked a public broadcast station in Chicago with his signal. And he was wearing a Max Headroom mask. And he was saying all this weird, creepy stuff.
Oh, yes. I heard I think there's a Reply All episode about this.
There are many. Like, I listened to, I think it was Stuff They Don't Want You to Know or Stuff You Should Know, one of the Stuff podcasts, or even a couple of them I've listened to about this, the Max Headroom incident. And yeah, so he hijacked it and he said all this creepy stuff. It interrupted a Doctor Who episode that was playing on the PBS channel. It was one of the Tom Baker episodes. And then there was like, maybe like a minute or a couple minutes of this weird broadcast. And you can see it on YouTube. because people recorded it. So you can actually watch the Max Headroom incident on YouTube if you want. And it's really bizarre and kind of unsettling.
Yes, I think I want to see. I've actually seen that on YouTube. After listening to the podcast, I went to check it out.
Yeah, based on the creepy, weird stuff the guy says, you know that it was like some dude who probably listens to Alex Jones now, if he's still alive.
Oh, I'm sure, absolutely. All right, so the second question we had last week was, the government gives you a special COVID stimulus check for $25,000, but you cannot save it, and you cannot put it towards your bills or your debt. You've also got to you also have to stay at home. You've got stay-at-home orders, so what do you do with the money?
Well, Kevin said, I'd drop a hefty chunk of that check on a new computer rig, the latest HTC Vive with all those swanky VR video games, a Slayer espresso machine, which he sent me a bunch of things I was supposed to send to you and I forgot to. I will do that later, from Slayer espresso machines, because he said you'd like them because you're a car guy and an espresso guy.
This is true.
He said he'd blast his local coffee roaster with enough coffee subscriptions for myself and all my coffee buds to help my favorite coffee joint stay in business while I struggle to play super hot through all them coffee jitters.
Kevin, this is an excellent plan. I am on board with your plan. I want to drink these coffees and play these video games VR style. Yes.
I'll bring you to Valentine if you come up here at some point after the plague, because that's what he's talking about.
Oh, yeah. So Lindsay said I'd buy the fanciest bidet on the market, and she'd buy a bunch of embroidery stuff. And honestly, she doesn't know. So she's going to be sitting on the bidet doing embroidery.
Yeah, no reason to fall prey to the toilet paper shortage.
I think Lindsay probably owns all of the Just Dance paraphernalia, so there's nothing to buy there.
No, she's probably the world champion of that already and doesn't need any more.
No.
Bridget said, I really need to renovate my 1970s kitchen, so I'd probably order cabinets, flooring, and appliances. Most boring answer ever, but it'd be like that sometimes.
Hey, it do be like that, Bridget. I feel you.
Hey, if I owned my... wait, why didn't I say I would just use it as like a down payment and buy a house? I don't have a house. I rent. So I wouldn't buy any renovation stuff.
Gosh, there's a bunch of stuff I need to get done. Ugh, I got to fix my chain link fence. That'll be a fun project.
Yeah, you should probably get out there and do that.
Yeah, probably should.
Not like you're busy, you know, with all those kids running around.
Oh, jeez.
Lazy.
How dare you? Rob said, I would get a Gresh Chet Atkins Country Gentleman. Do you know what that is?
I think it's a guitar.
Okay. He'd also get a Glowforge. Yep, of course. He'd get R5D4. So he wants... Does he want a model of R5D4?
Probably a 1-1 scale one.
Yeah. He may have to hire somebody to make it, though, because I don't know that those exist.
Yeah, it's got a bad motivator, though.
The R2 unit has a bad motivator. Look!
It does have a bad motivator. Bell Skiver for leather work.
I don't know what that is.
You know, I do a little leather work myself, and I don't know what a Bell Skiver is.
Well,
Bell Skiver?
Because... you're not on Rob's level, clearly.
A sewing machine for leather. Well, I do have one of those. It's not a nice one. It was made in 1929, but it does the trick. But yeah, like if he's talking about one of those industrial sewing machines for leather, yes, that's awesome. Also, I think Rob is probably overestimating how much he can get for $25,000.
Yeah, he says, not sure what else I could do with the remaining $7,000. Probably a Vader or some other big costume. So it looks like he's parsed it out.
I guess maybe he could get all that because I mean those industrial sewing machines are several thousand dollars. So I mean, I guess he probably knows the prices of this stuff. So
yeah, he probably knows his way around a droid build too.
Yeah,
like him and Charlie.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. He probably priced out the parts for that R5D4.
I still got to go to Charlie's Island and Lindsay's Island. Speaking of all these. Question times people in animal times,
mm-hmm.
and animal crossing times. Jay said he would get a new vehicle for Wendy, who is at the Cost Mom on Instagram. He said while her car runs, it has many, many miles on it, and we fear there may be reliability issues in the future. Being that car dealers are now delivering, we would not have to leave. I've been in that car many, many times, and yeah, I can see why they would want a new, more reliable one.
I feel your pain on this one. Aaron's car, we had to spend $1,300 getting it fixed this week. Again.
It's always at least 1,000.
It is. I will never buy a Dodge again. This is my public announcement. I will never buy a Dodge ever again. Period.
I'm gonna hold you to that.
You may hold me to it. I will never again do it. Unless Dodge was like, hey man, we will pay you to have this Dodge. We'll pay you whatever, all that money that you had to spend on that stupid van that you couldn't sell because you were underwater. We'll give you that money, and then you can have a Dodge. I'll be like, okay, I'll drive a Dodge.
This explains why Dodge is not sponsoring this podcast episode.
No, they will not. And they're going to have to, if they came to me and they're like, hey, we want to sponsor the show. Well, you're going to have to pay me, first off, everything I've paid you needlessly because of your garbage product. Hmm. And you can quote me, Dodge. Quote me.
What up now, Dodge? Ball's in your court.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right, well, that does it for the trailer mailers. But how, you know, if people want to answer this week's questions times, Nick, how can they do it?
If people want to answer this week's questions times, they can email us their answers like Kevin did at trailerblazerspod@gmail.com. That's trailerblazerspod@gmail.com. Or you can follow us on Instagram at trailerblazerspodcast. That's where I do the bulk of interactions with people. I post the questions times there on Mondays. I post when we have new episodes. Sometimes I find random things and put them on there. You can follow us on Twitter at @trailer_blazers for new episode updates. That's the only thing that's going on there because I hate Twitter and I don't want to use it. And if you really feel generous, you can go on to Apple Podcasts and you can leave us a 5-star rating and review. And if you go ahead and you leave us a rating, something special is coming your way. And I'm going to toss it to my friend Quick Mickey to tell you what that is.
If you go on there and leave a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, then you will get your own, very own special place on an island, okay? But you're going to owe somebody some currency, and that man is Tom Nook. Now, some of you already find yourself in a bit of debt to Tom Nook and to Nook Incorporated, okay? And you might say, well, not a big deal. He don't charge interest on the loans. And I say, that's fine. But there's also no other game in town. He's it. He's got a monopoly. He said, well, he's a nice guy on every island. Well, this multi-dimensional guy, Tom Nook, has got everybody under his thumb. Literally, when you get to that island, first thing out of his mouth was, yo me money, or bells, essentially. Now, you can pay in alternate methods, and that's fine and all, but I just want to let you know that all of you owe Tom Nook, and that's a true story.
Yep, so, in fact, if you leave us a 5-star rating and review, Tom Nook will count that as a form of currency in Animal Crossing, and you can actually use that.
Yeah, you'll get miles out of it. Nook miles.
Yep, you get Nook miles. It's really hard to redeem it, but trust me, it works.
All right, folks, I'm Ben Moon, and I'm a T-Mobile sidekick on your forearm. Happy trailsers.
And I'm Nick Kelly, and I'm a stranger. Happy trailsers.
Nick, are you sure you're not a salmon nun?
I could also be a salmon nun. I'm a strange salmon nun.
Happy trailsers.
Happy trailsers.
Welcome back to the video games. One quarter portion of the show. We're here to talk about that island life, folks. I like Blathers. I think Blathers is my favorite character.
Yeah, any hoot.
Gosh, I love him.
I like Blathers. I like how I saw a meme on the internet where it was like, it was the video games cause violence, and then it was the person, like, me listening to Blathers talk about fish so I don't hurt his feelings.
Oh my goodness, I don't mind talking to Blathers because I get to hear him talk, and he's so cute.
Yeah, I like Blathers. I listen to him. I feel bad making him talk about bugs, but I want to learn about them bugs.
Gotta learn about them bugs. Have you caught anything like really exotic?
Oh yeah, I have a lot of really exotic stuff. I have a coelacanth.
Oh, cool. I only have put that like bluish butterfly, the bottle something, blue bottle.
Yeah, the blue bottle. I'll keep it in a rare green jar.
Yeah, so I put that in an aquarium or a terrarium, I guess, and then I have a seahorse in an aquarium in my house.
I have a squid in an aquarium in my house.
Nice. My house is pretty sparse right now because I'm pretty early in the game.
Yeah, Ben just got it because the rest of us wouldn't stop talking about it, and it eventually won him over.
It did. Well, you know what actually won me over is hearing the song, like the theme song. And I was like, gosh, this is really catchy music. And, you know, I kind of want like a pleasant experience in these times. And it is absolutely that.
It's pretty much like a sense of, you know, normalcy that you can have. And it legit makes me excited when I wake up in the morning because I'm like, oh, I can go to my island and get my new stuff as it's replenished because the game works in real time.
And everybody's nice.
Everybody's nice. I can do my tasks. I'm not super great about going to people's islands. Like, people are always like, you need to come to my island and stuff. And I, like, there's a bunch of people who want me to.
Sorry, I don't know them.
Oh, Alexa just yelled at me. yeah, there's a bunch of people who want me to come to their islands. And I'm like, okay, I will do it. I go on at the weirdest times. And then, like, I'll be about to sign off. And then someone will pop up online. And then it's like, oh, no, I was just leaving. And now it looks like I left because they signed on or something. I don't think people really think that way, but when you're an anxiety person, you come up with all these scenarios.
I do like to go get their fruit and sell it, and then I sell my pears on their island.
Yeah, me and Grace, my friend Grace, and your friend Grace, we sell fruit on each other's islands. And then, like, last night, I texted her. I was like, can I come to your island and sell my apples? And she's like, yeah. She's like, if I can come to your island and sell pears and have some roses. So we were, like, doing trades and stuff, and it's just fun. It's a good game.
It is good. I named my, you know, pears are native to my island, so I named it Paradise.
I was trying to think, I was like, do you know what fruit you have before you name your island?
Yes.
I didn't remember that from when I set mine up, and I was like, how did he know that he would get pears?
Yeah, you do. You do this. You do see the pears there before you name it.
Have you gotten into the design tool at all yet?
Oh, I have a Captain America shirt. I have the Empire Cog as a shirt, and then I made an Avengers logo hat.
Fantastic.
So I'm loving it.
Did you get the upgraded design?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got my Drive jacket off a QR code on the internet, and then, because, like, you can search for things and people upload QR codes and stuff. Like, we talked about that before. But yeah, the design thing is really cool. And then if you publish it and someone uses your QR code, the animals on your island will recognize it as yours and from the internet, you know?
Yeah.
It's cool.
So somebody was telling me that there's an app that you can download that you can type faster.
Uh-huh. I have that and I use it. So the app that you can get is called Nintendo Switch Online. So then you download the app. It's from Nintendo. You log in, and then on the screen it has game-specific services.
Oh, okay.
And you click on Animal Crossing, and it opens up sort of a small version of the Nook phone in the game. It has a design thing where you can scan QR codes. It has a keyboard that you can use to type in the game, so you don't have to use the very difficult-to-use typing system in-game. It has your passport, your best friends list, and, like, settings and stuff. So if you don't have the app and you're playing Animal Crossings, you should get the app.
This is fantastic. So I'm definitely, I just downloaded it as we're sitting here talking, so I will use that from now on.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to come and check out your island. I like to check out, my favorite thing to do is go to someone new's island and immediately go look at their aquarium.
I only have two things.
Have you built your museum yet?
I'm one item away from building the museum.
Okay, so Blathers is in the tent.
Yeah, yet. Blathers is still in the tent.
Okay, so when you build your museum, there's a full-size aquarium in there, and it's the coolest thing. Because you can go in and, like, walk around the aquarium, and it's like a real aquarium, you know? The fish are swimming around. It's awesome.
Oh, man, I can't wait.
Yeah, and there's, like, a part for dinosaur bones, and then there's a bug area. So there's three areas of the museum, and they're all really big.
I visited one of my friend Maddie's island, I guess it was 2 days ago, and man, the entire island is curated. Not just like her house and stuff and around her house, but the entire island she has curated.
Yeah, some people are like that. My friend Kat, her whole island had like pathways going from every building to every building. It was like easy to get around. Missy's orchards are so well manicured that I sort of stole her idea. So I make I made diagonal orchards and moved all the trees of specific kinds together. So I have like an apple orchard, a hardwood forest, peach orchard, pear orchard, you know, cherry orchard, all that stuff.
Very nice. I've been thinking I wanted to plant trees in a shape, but there's really no way to see the shape.
There is. If you put it in the right place, when people come visit your island, they'll be able to see it.
Oh, interesting. Okay. I'll have to keep that in mind then.
Yeah, just when you fly, next time you go somewhere and fly back, just keep an eye on where the plane flies over, and you'll be able to get like a bird's eye view of what people will see when they fly to your island.
Sweet. Okay, great. Folks, are you into that island life? Let us know. We are enjoying it.
Yes, and eventually all of the people listening who I'm friends with, I will come to your islands. I'm just very bad about it.
I am probably going to start playing Dirt Rally 2 on PlayStation 4 because it was free. And then on the 14th, we actually have a trailer for this, but on the 14th, the Fallout 76 Wastelanders, I guess, expansion or new game edition comes out. I don't know. It's downloadable.
Yeah, I think it's an expansion. This was a really good trailer.
Really good trailer.
This made me want to own and play it. I mean, I probably won't because I feel like I don't need to get into that whole thing now. But if I... This is the closest I've ever been to wanting to own Fallout 76.
Yeah. So because I still have it, and this is not going to cost me anything, I'm definitely going to download it and play it. There's NPCs, like human NPCs now. They've all come back into the wasteland. There's, you know, side missions and all that good stuff. So I'm going to hopefully try to avoid all the survival junk and then just go play through these missions.
I saw a thing that looked like some sort of Mothman cult.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I want that in my life.
Yeah, go check this trailer out, though. We'll have it in the show notes. It's really good. Music's great. Should be fun, I think.
Yeah, even if you don't play Fallout, like, this is just a good game trailer, and everything in it looked cool.
Yes, agreed. You actually added, tonight you added some new trailers here.
Yeah, these are from Jay. He sent them in. His only note for Good Dog, Bad Dog was, this looks terrible.
Oh, it looks real bad. yeah. This looks real bad.
This is a game where you're a dog, and you can either be a good dog or a bad dog by doing what you're told to do by the humans are supposed to do, or just like biting them or not bringing the ball back or stuff like that. I don't know who it's for.
I don't either. Or why anyone would want it. Looked terrible. It's just like you're kind of sliding around.
It looked like Goat Simulator.
Yeah, but not as good graphics.
No.
And then Cast VR, which is like kind of a mix between those, what are those games where you fight like hordes of enemies?
I don't know what they're called, but...
There was a Zelda version of it as well.
Gauntlet?
No, it's... is it Onimusha?
I don't know. We're outside of my realm of
expertise. Yeah, basically you have these dudes marching towards you, and it's a VR game. This is called Cast VR, and you're casting spells, I think, at them and destroying them. It's like suits of armor without people in them walking towards you.
There's a lot of new VR stuff coming out, and like this looks like one of the demo ones to me.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, absolutely. It didn't look finished. It didn't look polished.
Like, here we're in the time of Half-Life Alyx. You got to up your game.
Oh yeah, for sure. Well, Good Dog, Bad Dog, and Cast VR have not upped their game.
This is funny. Kevin, on his questions times answer, put that he wanted to buy a VR setup. And then, like, yesterday or the day before, my cousin got the Valve Index VR system, the new one, and he wanted to sell his HTC Vive. And he was like, do you know anyone who would want this? And meanwhile, in another chat window, Kevin is talking to me about buying a used VR setup on eBay. So I was like, so I just connected the conversation, and then like he sold it to Kevin.
Oh, wow.
And the same exact thing happened with the same cousin and Steph and a PS4. Because Steph was like, I really want a PS4 for
Spider-Man.
I forget what, Spider-Man, that was it. Yeah. And my cousin texted me. He's like, you know anyone who would buy my PS4? Because he bought one of the newer ones.
Yeah.
I was like, this for one happening once is a coincidence, but two times in a row, and it was the same thing where it was the text messages happening at the same time. So that's just crazy.
That is crazy. Wow. Well, Spider-Man for PS4 is worth buying that system for.
Yes, definitely.
You know, I've actually thought with my credit card, I get points, you know, and I can use those points at GameStop.
Yeah.
And get more credit than actual dollars. And so I thought, gosh, I could get a PS5. I have Stadia, but the thing about Stadia is they're not releasing any new games for it. And so I'm like, do I want, you know, those exclusives that are going to come out on PlayStation 5?
I will say I don't like the PlayStation controller. I don't like the scheme. I never have. I've never liked the PlayStation controller, but they have better games. They have the best games. They have the best exclusives. Yeah. They always do.
Did you see this week they showed the new PlayStation 5 controller called the DualSense?
It's real pretty looking, but it's still got them stupid buttons I hate.
It's got the stupid buttons you hate, and also it doesn't have the offset joysticks.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that.
I don't mind not having offset joysticks. I mean, I do like them better. I think the Xbox controller is better, but yeah. I don't mind where the sticks are on the plate because I'm used to it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if I get used to it, I'm fine. Like, I've been playing God of War also on the PlayStation 4, and I had to turn the difficulty down because I'm really bad at video games, and I can't remember combos and stuff like that, but the controller hasn't been giving me grief because I remember, you know, I've been playing it enough where I know how to do it.
Yeah. So this week you're just going to be playing Animal Crossing, you think?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, well, me too. Once we get off of here, I'm going to go visit some islands.
Yeah, I have like 1 week left until I can start working again, I think, remotely. So sweet. I have a week off, an unpaid week off.
Oh boy. Live large or live within your means, I guess.
Live in my house and not leave.
Yeah. All right, sounds good. Well, that's all we got for the show today, folks. Let us know about anything that we've talked about. If you hate anything we've talked about, you can let us know that too. But until then, any hoot, I'll see you later. Hoo-hoo. I'm Ben Moon. Happy trousers.
I'm Nick Kelly, and I'm going to build an aquarium for you. I don't know. Happy trousers.
Happy trousers. Megadon.